It's the Feast of Fools, Tuesday, February the 15th.
Taking the easy way out. Got a good reason.
Guess who's singing right now this cover of Day Tripper? That's actually Jimi Hendrix and John Lennon and Paul McCartney jamming out together. So yesterday we had an interesting interview with Suki De La Croix, who showed up at my apartment in Chicago's North Side drunk and was rambling on, telling us about secrets he did not dare say because he was scared that somebody somewhere was going to harm him. But he eventually told us, which was not a big deal, I thought. But so I'm going to keep it confidential. But and so basically I've been editing out some of the more ramblings of Mr. De La Croix. And I've been watching the Grammys, Melissa and Joan and Star Jones. And I don't understand why they find the ugliest women to be on the red carpet and interview these celebrities. And it just seems like, I don't know, it's annoying. I'd rather listen to Suki De La Croix talk about conspiracy theories or actual, which actually are real events that actually happened to him. So the poor man. But anyways, listen to this, and we're gonna have later this week the different types of artists from and their weblogs. But now I give you the part two of our interview with Suki De La Croix. Hello. So we're back here. My guest today is gay iconoclast Suki De La Croix and the ever so kissable Mark Felian. And let's go straight into the news here. Scissor Sisters is a cut above. Perhaps too flamboyant or eccentric for more straight-laced American audiences, U.S. bands like Scissor Sisters have gone to Britain to make it big. Like most American artists, they go to Europe because they just can't make it here. They can't cut it in the U.S. of A. Unlike Madge Weinstein.
Why is that?
I don't know. That's why the question, I think it's because
it's like a whole history.
You never appreciate it in your own hometown.
Right.
Right. And the thing is that Americans are tremendously paranoid of other cultures, other languages. And,
right.
You know, the fact that people get nervous when I speak Spanish around them. Just because they're like,
really?
They don't understand it.
Like Scissor Sisters are speaking gay.
They're speaking the gay tongue. Although, you know, it's like, so listen to this. Shortlisted for Best International Group, Best International Newcomer, and Best International Album at the Brits on Wednesday. Basically the British equivalent of the Grammys, right?
Right.
The Rockers are in good company. Jimi Hendrix and Blondie also made breakthroughs across the pond. Jimi Hendrix was not appreciated in the United States until he made it big in Europe, and
just
then
like
came
David
back.
Hasselhoff too. Right?
Yeah, David Hasselhoff is a huge star. Now, sometimes Europeans do like certain garbage that we export, and the Americans
Jerry Lewis with the French.
Yeah. I do love, although watching The Simpsons, I do start have a new appreciation with, you know, the Professor Frank character and Jerry Lewis, but it's still Jerry Lewis is a little bit overrated, you know. And I always thought that he should have been born gay. Ooh. I never was. Why are American artists flying overseas to make it big? And they still do. Josephine Baker in the turn of the century.
Yeah, it's always been that way.
Why is that?
Is it because they're over in Europe, they're considered exotic because they're from America? Although I don't know if America's really exotic.
It could be.
Or is it the...
You know what I think it is? I think it's that America is based on Puritans.
They came here to be Jesus
boat.
Freaks.
What was that boat? What was that boat that came over here?
The Mayflower.
Oh, the Mayflower, yeah.
They came here to suck Jesus' cock.
Europe kicked out.
And all the pagans stayed in Europe.
Europe kicked out anybody that was interesting. And they came over here and they started doing this stuff.
Because you're an expatriate here.
Right.
So you were chased out of Europe.
I was chased out, yeah.
With a broom?
No, I was chased out for lots of reasons.
Let's get that microphone a little closer to you, Suki. You know, after a couple of drinks, like, Suki gets a little quieter and more soft-spoken.
Yeah,
And the softer side of Delacroix comes out. Side. Sort of like a dog's penis when you're petting it.
I love dogs. Don't give me all dog penises.
What is it? Well, we haven't actually done Pet of the Day in a while.
No, I think there's a reason for that. I think people that come back from America to Europe, I think the reason they hit it is because they're presenting something different. They're presenting it's like Europe warped. I think people that come to this country do this. I mean, when people came to this country, the immigrants and that, they wanted to do like a bit of Europe, a bit of this new country. So the artists produced something that was partly America, this new American thing, and partly Europe. So when they go back, it's like a hybrid.
So are you saying that in order to transcend yourself as a musician or as an artist, it requires having an international audience,
well, what
like
we
have here on the podcast.
What are we talking about?
Do we have Canadian listeners?
We have listeners from all around the world.
Right.
Artists, it's mostly perverted, introverted, young teenage boys.
That's hot, Mary.
Yeah, it's very hot, like Paris Hilton would say. But
then we get to the, you know, that stupid fucking question, what is an artist? An artist is somebody who speaks to everybody.
I don't think so.
I think an artist speaks to everybody.
You think George Bush is listening to Jimi Hendrix going, that's incredible.
Nobody's not an artist.
Well, also,
Bush
artists speak to other artists.
George Bush, do you know his crime?
Besides being incredibly
evil. Well, he's
evil.
Got a lot of crimes.
He's the real face of evil. What is
George Bush's crime? Yeah, in my opinion.
Don't stir that so much.
Okay. Okay, in my opinion, yeah. George Bush's crime is that he never looks in a mirror and sees himself.
What does he see?
A monkey face.
I have no idea what he sees.
He must not like himself very much. Do you think so? It's like his mother, Barbara, was like,
no, he hates
George,
himself.
George, you look like me.
I don't think he thinks anything. I think he's been brainwashed by his father and the CIA.
Well, I know a lot of cocaine users because, of course, I work in the gay media.
I took cocaine.
And so do you.
Honey.
And you know,
I'm not lying.
But I think habitual stimulant drug users tend to fry that little part
I would
of their
rather
brain.
Take. Rather than George
he
Bush,
was a
big cokehead. Yeah, I would rather take. Yeah, but he stopped.
That's the problem.
Oh, he's a dry drunk.
I mean, there's like degrees of.
Do you think he should
infamy.
Start doing cocaine again, and maybe he'll get
no,
his conscience
yeah.
back? Do you think so?
No, I think he should die.
So basically, what you're saying is that he should overdose.
It's cocaine. Like, honey, when you go into like abuse. When you go into drug addiction, when you go into alcohol.
I have a feeling that
it's all what you are in the beginning. The worst thing is, you take these drugs, you take cocaine and crystal meth, and you take alcohol and cigarettes and all that stuff. You are the worst thing you find out. You are the same person you were when you went into that.
And when you came out.
You are what you is. It's Frank Zappa.
So it just exaggerates.
Exaggerates the whatever you've got already. Mm-hmm. The good, the bad, the ugly.
So what I'm wondering is on Valentine's Day, because that's today, anybody who listens to this podcast who works for George Bush, like the maid or the guy who's serving him drinks, I wonder if they don't like, if they hate his guts, Do you think they spit into his drinks?
No, I think what they should do is either point a gun at him or point a gun at their own heads.
Yeah. But, you know, I think the problem I hate morons running for president.
And let me tell you, what I hate more than anything else on this planet is gay people. And I'm talking...
70% of gays and lesbians voted against Bush, but
30% voted
30%
for
him. 30% of gays and lesbians in the last election voted for
George Bush.
You know
what? I don't
care
who voted for that asshole. What I hate more than anything else on this planet is lesbians and gay men.
Who
don't want to shoot their men.
So you're basically saying that every gay person in this country would like to see George Bush?
I'll tell you, no. The biggest disappointment after 30 years in the gay press, working for the gay press, writing for the gay press, being an activist for AIDS and the rest of it, the thing that disappoints me the most is gay people that want to be like them.
Yeah. Why do you think so? Is it the thing?
Because they want to live in that world.
Is it the ugly duckling sort of thing that they want to be a beautiful swan, and so they idealize that swan, not realizing that swans shit just like any other bird, and they have weird looking faces and necks.
You know what? This swan shit's beautiful.
This swan shit's beautiful. Okay, let's go back to the topic of American imports. Songs that were popular in other countries, they were number one hits for months and months and months and months, like this one. This is basically the Spain's answer to the Macarena a couple of years ago. These young teenage girls formed a group called Las Ketchup, which literally in English means the Ketchup Girls. And they came up with this Macarena-inspired song. So we're going to listen to a little bit about it. That's a little bit of English in there. Okay, so this song was a number one hit for so many years. Every young girl ages 10 to 20 in Europe and Latin America knew to do the Ketchup Girls' Hace Jerez dance. But somehow this song passed the radar screens in the United States.
Because it's not in English.
They made an English version, which is, I'm not going to play for you. But
see, the thing is, like, the thing that I hate like about a lot of European music is when they take, like, Americans, like, they're trying to rap and stuff, and they take it and they bring it their own thing, and then they kind of regurgitate it, and it just doesn't work for me. It's you know, I'd much rather stick with, like, an original American song than have them European, you know, try and make a European song sound more American, you know?
Well,
it seems like it's not original.
Well, there's songs that even, you know, thankfully with the internet, we've actually had the ability to hear and listen to more of music that's really, really popular in other countries and cultures. Ooh. The iTunes Music Store, for example, has now created a localized list of the popular music in China, and you can buy it. So you can listen to what Chinese teenage queers in communist China are listening to on their iPods. And one of the more popular songs that is popular in Asia, Europe, Latin America, it's number one hit been for months, and you might probably have seen it, this little fat kid on the internet lip-syncing to it. It was Dragonesta, I don't even know how to pronounce it, but by a Romanian group called Ozone, who is very, very gay and very sexually ambiguous. They're like they're a boy band, but they sort of have like Wham rolled into that. So a little George Michael in there. And let me play this for you. I turned it.
Hello? und Haiduk. Și te rog, iubirea mea.
Okay. Pretty much you can't understand what these guys are saying.
They're singing about the European Union, isn't that what we discovered?
No, they're not singing about the European Union. Actually, what they're singing about is one man saying to another man, I'm going, they're like best friend, sort of like the construction of homosexuality in Europe, which is best friends forever. Mm. And the guy's leaving and saying, we may be separated, I might go, but you cannot. I can't get you out of my mind.
Well, what was that awful translation we looked at,
That's
though?
That's the translation, basically.
It kept mentioning, like, the European Union a couple of times.
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta throw those little buzzwords. The euro's really hot, and the dollar is not, sad to say.
Do you remember the website of the guys that lip-synced this song?
It's all over the... Just okay. Do a search for Mayahi. We'll put or up a Ozone. Link. I'll write down and put up a link. Link to Fat Kid lip syncing.
No, the Hot Polish Boys. That's the one that's better, I think.
Oh, there's this wonderful Polish boys that are dancing, taking their shirts off, dancing with pink dildos. Okay, these are teenagers messing around with a video camera and iMovie and posting these things on the internet. And it's just remarkable that this is something that you would just never see in the United States, is young teenage boys dancing around with dildos to a very queeny gay... Well, I mean, maybe, you know, maybe we would, but it's a very unusual thing to happen.
I'm getting a little too old to dance with dildos anymore.
But it's just the phenomena that it's sort of like, almost like gay imagery or male on male or women on women... Images, sensibility, it's just taken for granted, and it's just part of the culture, whereas in the United States, it's so taboo in such a sense that we...
Why?
Because it is. Because this country was formed by Puritans, like you said. You know, Jesus freaks that came over here.
Why is that still here?
Why is that?
Because it's not.
It's not? You don't think so?
There's two layers. Mm-hmm. There's the real America and
then the American that we live.
The America that
the blue America
live.
And the red America.
Yeah.
It's more like the Time Magazine America and the People Magazine.
Right. No,
the
it's
tabloids.
True. It's like this is a country, it's a whole based on facade.
So there's a candy
facade of what it is.
So it's like a lot of gay people who spend a lot of money or live beyond their means that to try to present a different type of a personality.
Well,
or?
No, it's a different subject.
It's living. Okay. So basically, I'm wanting to know why are we not getting more? Why do I have to search high and low for music that is really cool in other countries, and I actually enjoy listening to this stuff, but it's hard to find. Thankfully, the iTunes Music Store is making it available to find this stuff, but even then, you still have to kind of search for it, you know? That's not like DJs are going to be playing this on top 40 stations. Casey Kasem does not know who Ozone is.
Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah. He does his top 40 thing. Let's go to reader mail here. And we have a beautiful letter from Adam Baker and a beautiful photo of him. He's young. This is why we do these podcasts and dig up these wonderful gay iconoclasts like Suki so that they can educate. The old and the young can meet through the podcast and learn about each other. Being a university student, I usually listen to the Feast of Fools podcast and Madge Weinstein's podcast on the computer after class. It's relaxing to hear something other than the bland pop music that spews from MTV or the fear and paranoia. And, you know, we've been pretty fearful and paranoid ourselves, but spewing from the news channels, not to mention it's funny and entertaining. Keep up the good work, Adam. Thank you so much, Adam. And we have another letter here.
Want me to read it?
Yeah, I'll read it.
Okay, this is from Amber.
Ooh, Amber, so cute.
Oh, Fausto, it's me, your lovely Amber. Here's a picture of me listening to your show. Your show is wonderful, and I now feel like I have a friend, a fine blue furry friend. Fausto, Matt said you're a fisting bottom. Can you please explain to me what a fisting bottom is?
What's a fisting bottom? A fisting bottom, what's the difference between a top and a bottom, Suki?
What? Fisting? Oh, no.
Well, let's bottom. Let's do one at a time.
Basically, a fisting bottom is somebody that wants a fist up their ass.
But in a sexual way, not in a self-abusive way.
Yeah. Okay, so she...
Fisting bottom.
But what's the difference between being a top and a bottom? Because a lot of bottoms that I know, which are guys who like to be fucked up the ass, are very bossy.
Well, that's a bossy bottom.
And that's a bossy bottom. And then there's the passive
bottom.
Well,
it's really complicated. Issue.
I guess it's whatever makes you feel
well,
good.
Well, yesterday we were
but
asking
she has a
lesbians.
Wonderful little story.
You know
story
what?
Here.
That's what it boils down to. What is that? Whatever makes you feel good.
But now listen to this. Amber writes also, too. One time I went to New York, and they sold prosthetic arms in the convenience store.
Oh, I love that.
I thought maybe they had a lot of amputees in New York. Yeah, it is the amputee capital of the world, Amber. Well, my friend told me that it was for sex. I don't know about you, but getting an arm up my ass is really inconvenient. And it's sold in the... However, it... If it was an amputee, being able to buy a pack of smokes, a box of condoms, a Red Bull, and a new arm, now that would be really convenient.
I love cripples.
I wonder if they sell them in 8-packs for octopussies. Keep up the great show. Your lovely Amber. And Amber, you are lovely, and I love the
photo.
Yes,
we have the lovely photo. We'll be posting up our fan photos on our website as well. One interesting thing is that the 7-Elevens have started carrying iPods.
Really?
So, yeah. You can buy an iPod at a 7-Eleven, which usually, you know, the type of things that you buy at a 7-Eleven are like $10, $5. Ooh. To buy a $100 or $200 item at a 7-Eleven is a bit of a splurge.
Yeah. You know? Well, Apple split its stock this week.
So, yeah, what is that? Does anybody know what that means?
It means that they're going to offer more stock. So they split your stock so that they can offer more. So they've pretty much doubled the amount. Like, let's say if they've got 1,000 shares out. Now they have 2,000.
So what happens
and
to the people
one,
who
have
one?
Two.
Oh, so basically, like, they're twice as rich, half as poor.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm glad you understand.
Okay. And it's basically Apple's trying to make more money. Trying to make billionaire Steve Jobs more money. And bring us more, you know, I really would like if Apple actually integrated podcast technology into the iTunes.
They will.
Oh, they can't do it fast enough, that's all I can say. Well, and one last thing that I wanted to get touched on.
We're
going to
talk
this.
About the new royal wedding.
Yeah.
Do you care about
forgot,
the royal
oh
family
my
as
God.
A Brit?
We almost forgot about
since
it.
Since we have our British person. Yeah.
Carmilla
talk about
Parker
the British.
Boyles and single divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Prince Charles are going to be getting married at a royal ceremony.
It'll be private.
Charles and Camilla Parker Boyles got the priest's blessings. Britain's newly engaged royal couple, Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Boyles, received the blessings of their local priest at a church service near the prince's country home Sunday. Basically, you know, I
is
have
this
to say,
the war of the century.
Prince Charles found the ugliest person, man or woman, in England, and married them. That's basically what's.
I hope.
And she's postmenopausal now.
She cannot
have kids.
Babies.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's marrying his mother, basically.
Right.
And I have to say, you know, she's a wonderful equestrian rider. Because the horses identify with her, and they...
The horse face.
The horse
she's
face.
Like
she's
queen
we
of
call
the
her
horses.
Horse face.
Yeah, she's not pretty.
She's
no.
Not pretty. But is, the, she, you know, is she still vilified? Do they still hate her?
Do they still
do
hate
her? Do you still hate her?
Oh, in England, yeah.
They hate Camilla Parker?
Yeah.
And they say
they hate her.
So they're going to throw eggs?
They
is,
hate
is
her.
Is this the first... royal wedding where they're going to be throwing eggs at the
no,
bride.
No, it's not the first, but it will be.
Oh, there was another one where they throw eggs at the brides?
They always throw eggs.
Really? Why?
Did they throw eggs at Diana?
They hated Diana.
Oh, honey, I mean, one, you can believe the hype or you can believe the real story.
And what's the real story?
The real story is that British people hate the royal family.
So why don't they just, like, not pay for them to be there?
Well, that's...
Let them pay their own. Well, at least they finally started paying taxes, which they weren't for the longest time.
We paid to them for hundreds of years.
A thousand years.
But this is the question I don't understand, is why do they stick with it? Is it a tourist industry?
They don't stay with it.
Celebrities?
You read the American news. You read the American news.
Okay, so Europeans
they say
are
they want their,
wanting to
they
kill
say
them.
That England wants a royal family.
It's bullshit.
I'll tell you, since the last war, second war, all the surveys, 45% the British people wanted those royal family people dumped.
So why don't they do it?
Dump them.
They can dump them.
Why can't they dump them?
Is it the law?
The law.
Well, why don't they change the law?
The
you
law.
Get a new Magna
they can't
Carta.
Change the law when they get rid of them.
Hmm.
The French. I'm up there with the French and the Russians. Kill them.
Decapitate. Now,
even William,
think,
though, he's so
now
he's
kill
cute.
Them.
Prince. What
about
Prince
kill
William?
Them. Cute.
And Harry, he's such a party monster with
well,
that
you
little Nazi. Wasn't
no,
it fascinating
honey, not,
that he wore that Nazi uniform and he wasn't aware of the history
honey,
behind
you're
his
not
family?
Home
yeah,
you're
the
not
Nazis
home
were bombing his grandparents.
Dirt.
You're what?
You're not homie in on the dirt.
What's the dirt?
Does that mean he's gay? What's the dirt?
You want the dirt?
I want,
yeah,
the dirt.
I want the dirt.
That's why we're here. Ladies and gentlemen,
the
Suki Delacroix
is the dirt.
Dirt.
And I thought about this before I left, whether I bring this up. But I'll tell you the dirt. The Queen, as we call them in England, the Queens. You want the dirt on the Feast of Fools?
Yes. This is called the Feast of Fools after all.
Right. You want the exclusive?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me beg. Don't make me pull out the bottle of poppers and stick it in your nose, Suki.
No, honey, here it is.
Okay.
You want the Feast of Fools?
Yes.
This is a Feast of Fools exclusive.
Okay.
That I have never talked about, but I'll talk about it now. Festo Festina. Back in the 80s, I was the one that outed a member of the royal family in England.
Who was he?
The youngest son.
No way.
Harry is gay?
No,
Edward,
not Harry.
Edward.
Oh, Edward. Everybody knows Edward is gay. You were the first.
But
you cracked the story.
I cracked the
story.
Did you sleep with him?
I was writing an article for a paper. Nobody knew who his boyfriend was. I thought everybody knew. You want the dirt? I thought everybody knew the guy was gay because I was involved in the London Theatre Company and all the stuff, and he worked for Andrew Loeb Webber,
who's a big queen too.
Yeah,
or
not,
appears to be.
Not,
may not,
not
actually
gay.
Be. He's not gay, but he sure
so I was working,
comes across this,
I was working for a theatre company in London.
Yeah.
And I knew that the Queen's youngest son, as we call him there, Edward, was gay. So I did this thing in the paper, outing it. I thought everybody knew. Well, nobody knew. The week after I wrote that, the mainstream gay tabloid nasty press jumped on it.
They picked up the story.
Right.
I remember this story.
Yeah.
It was a big news.
Right.
Yeah.
So they could, if they were going to sue, they sued them and not me. You know, it's like they sued the first person they mentioned it, right? So I did this thing in my column about him being gay. A week later, the shit hits the fan.
What was the consequence of that for you?
It wasn't anything.
But the shit hit the fan for him.
Oh, yeah, because he's gay.
So what does that mean, though? Like, what
the Queen's youngest son is gay.
But he's married now, right?
He got married.
Yeah.
No,
so, let me remind
me.
The listeners
talk
that
about,
Suki also
talk
is married
about
and has two children, too, so... And beautiful sort of children, but, who also are writers in their own right, as well. So, what I'm trying to grasp...
So you knew his boyfriend? What was his boyfriend like?
What was his boyfriend like, yeah.
Honey, if I tell you who the boyfriend was...
Just describe his personality.
Not only will you be sued, I'll be sued.
We're in America. They can't sue us.
They can't sue. British people can't sue. Anyways, this is all rumor and gossip and speculation. Anybody who listens
but the fact.
To these podcasts and takes them
if I tell you, if I tell you who a boyfriend was...
Just describe is he somebody famous? What was their relationship
would we know
like?
Him?
We don't really care about the identity. I want to know what was their relationship like. I mean, were they meeting in Buckingham Palace? Was he a top or a bottom? Wouldn't it be nice? This is like magic.
They never met in the palace.
They never met in the palace. So they met in secrecy at his boyfriend's house. Right. And they, how long did they continue?
Can I tell you this?
Are they still together?
This, I'll tell you. Clue. It's a clue. The boyfriend was Edward's boyfriend. Edward's gay.
God damn it, Suki. Tell me already.
Okay,
don't make
Edward's,
me cross the table and
Edward
struggle.
Is gay.
Yes.
The queen's youngest son is gay.
Okay.
And they can take me to court for that. But I will not mention the boyfriend. But I will tell you this.
You keep saying that you're not going to mention him. It's almost like you want to say this, but you're not actually going to say it for us.
They have fought me. The royal. Turn it off.
We'll talk about it afterwards. But listen, Suki, I want to thank you so much for coming on our show. We're going to be signing off here with basically somebody who will not be winning a Grammy, but should, is the Scissor Sisters and their new song that's a runaway hit, Take Your Mama Out Tonight. So, thanks a lot for coming on our show, Suki.
Thank you,
Suki. Really appreciate it.
So, who's his lover?